he will be completely vindicated and exonerated, end quote. Read the full story at the Axios website. Chris McKenna reports in the Times Herald that Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, a Democrat, will get to run for Attorney General as a court challenge from his Republican congressional opponent did not stop dual candidacies for Attorney General and Congress. The story says, and I quote, an attorney for Orange County legislator Jim O'Donnell, the Republican candidate for New York's 18th Congressional District, agreed during an appearance in state Supreme Court in Albany to confine that case strictly to Maloney's congressional run. That removed the only remaining obstacle for Maloney to compete in a September 13th primary for Attorney General, end quote. Maloney is both running against New York City public advocate Letitia James, Fordham professor Zephyr Teachout at 13%, and Buffalo lawyer LaCia Eve for Attorney General, and also to keep his own congressional seat in the southern Hudson Valley. If Maloney wins the primary election, Democrats will have to find another candidate in November against O'Donnell. Read the full story in the Times Herald Record. Robert Harding reports for Arbonne Publications that President Donald Trump is coming to Central New York next week. The president is expected to hold an event August 13th with Representative Claudia Tini, a Utica area Republican. And Trump will also visit Fort Drum, a U.S. Army installation in Jefferson County, with Representative Elise Stefanik. Both Republicans hope Trump's visit will help them in their November re-election campaigns. At Fort Drum, Trump will hold a ceremony to sign the National Defense Authorization Act, a $716 billion defense policy bill that Congress passed last week. Robert Harding reports for Auburn Publications. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-supported radio.
That was new music from Wax Taylor, The Phonogram from By Any Beats Necessary, his instrumental record from 2016. Here's The Chase from Wax Taylor.
ear stuck inside the speaker with the Acra transmission blues. mess.
Thank you.
This is Columbia County-based drummer Bobby Previtt's new record, Mass.